No answer at the paper, sir.
Sinead called over from the desk she had installed herself at.
Damn. There's a journalist.
Logan clicked his fingers a few times, searching for the name.
Fisher. Tom Fisher. He might be out front. See if you can dredge him up.
Oh, shite.
What now?
He's not out front. None of them are. They're at the hotel for the press conference. The Gozer wants you sitting in.
Bollocks. What time?
Logan asked, checking his watch.
12.
20 minutes? How far away is it?
Maybe 5.
He looked the DCI up and down.
You're going to smarten yourself up a bit?
For the press? What do you think?
Ben managed a grim smile.
Good man.
Right! 15 minutes!
Logan boomed. He nodded an acknowledgement at Tyler as he returned to the room, fastening the top button of a fresh shirt.
How far can we get in the next quarter of an hour? What else have we got?
Something I forgot to mention, boss.
Tyler began, pulling his tie over his head.
There were bones in the house, in a cupboard at the top of the stairs.
Logan stopped, turned on his heels.
Bones?
Yeah, and not like a cat or dog or whatever. Bigger. Bloodstains on the floor too. Old. Way back.
Logan felt the room undulate around him. He leaned on the desk, steadying himself for a moment.
Dylan Muir. Finally.
We'll let the crime scene lot worry about that for now,
Logan said, dragging his thoughts back to the present.
Let's concern ourselves with the living for the moment.
Update in, sir,
said Caitlin, looking up from her screen.
DNA results back from the teddy bear. As suspected, nothing connecting it with Ed Walker. They've got a match for Forbes Bamber, but we already know he made the delivery.
Anyone else?
Caitlin's gaze returned to the screen. She stared at it for a while, her mouth moving silently, like she was trying to figure out how to describe what she was seeing.
Detective Sergeant?
Aye, sir, sorry. 3 other samples. One of them hasn't yet been identified.
And the other 2?
Owen Petrie, sir. And Matthew Dennison.
She raised her gaze until it met Logan's. He stared back at her, too stunned to speak.
Petrie's 3rd victim,